This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How about it? I want to say right now, you're getting top 10 Rico today. That's how we start this week. You can tell this man's basketball team is an AP top 10 club. He's in a dress shirt on a Monday. And there was no Founders event this weekend. That's right. You also got Debo out. I mean, just an exciting few days for you. So we have a lot to do. And Rico, we are going to do the hockey. We have got a question for Lions fans about your culture and your locker room. And are you strong enough? It's a lot like when Rico goes on a date and he goes, are you strong enough to handle this? So inappropriate.
Oh, boy.
And then at 4, the madness is upon us. We do have some college basketball to do. You want to do the hockey?
Yeah, let's do
Can we do the hockey?
Let's do the hockey.
We've got the trade deadline Friday. We've got Kenny Cott. We've got the Wings losing back-to-back games. Yes, I know it was a high stick. Here's a tissue. Here's my point.
But the Wings would have been on a power play.
No, I know, but like
won the game.
I can't do that. I mean, Rico, you would have thought Kennedy got assassinated today the way this station's talking about it. It's like, just let's look at the bigger picture. All right. It's March and it's a 2-game losing streak. NBD. Except Carolina's coming. Now you go, okay, well, that's probably an L. And we know what happened last March. So I want to juxtapose this, and I want to bring in Kenneth G. Cott. Deadline is Friday, and for the Hockey Elite, for Rico, for David Hatchetman Hall, Kenny, and all of you in Metro Detroit, does Yzerman have to make a move for Friday? It's really that simple. You will still technically be in a playoff spot Friday, even if you lost against Carolina, and then you play the Utah Yetis or whatever the hell they are. The point is, isn't this the moment? Enough's enough. It's like in Roadhouse, we're going to be nice until it's time to not be nice.
Right.
Like, we're going to be patient until it's time to not be patient. Kenny Cott, main stage. They got to make a move by Friday.
Because I like to think we kind of seen this movie before. As a matter of fact, they were like almost in the exact same spot, same wild card spot.
You know how Utah used to be.
And
Utah used to be Arizona, who hit you with a garbage can last year when you needed the game. You could be like 6-1.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
At least they had a logo.
And people, just so you know, you're getting energized, recharged.
Yeah,
because
I know what's coming. This is where Rico takes a chair to my spine with Aaron Rodgers rumors. I know that's coming later.
No, we have fun. No. That was Friday. We had fun.
Weren't here?
And we had enough fun for you.
I'm glad. Thank you. Kenny, please talk to me.
Where are we at with this?
Yes, I think we absolutely need to make a trade. There's a lot of confidence at this station, by the way, that he will absolutely make a trade, which I'm not exactly sure where that spawns from, because if you think about it, Rico said it. We were in this exact position last year at this time of the year, right before the deadline, second wild card spot, and Steve Yzerman came out and basically said, I don't think we're good enough to trade. So what's changed this year? Well, we got a couple of younger guys in the lineup. The youth has been injected, so to speak. But we're in the same position. I am not as confident as everybody else that Steve's going to pull a move out of his you-know-what. Because it just, if history has taught us anything, I don't think he's going to do that unless he is sure we are in the right spot. We're in the exact same spot as we were last year. But yes, I think we should be making a move. Yes.
Okay. That's what this is about, right? None of us are soothsayers. We don't know what they're going to do. And I don't think, obviously, all moves aren't created equal. You know, if David goes into a breaking news thing or Rico goes breaking news and they go, yeah, they've signed the Bobby Pringles. And you're like, who? That's not a move. We're talking about a top, maybe a top six forward, a top four defenseman, a goalie, something impactful. And look, I'm not going to sit here screaming. Maybe Rico will. Whether it's a rental or not, and how does it fit? Guys, ultimately, I want to make the playoffs. And if a guy's a rental, he comes with a cheaper price. And if a guy's not, it's more expensive. I want to win now. Mm-hmm. Todd McLennan deserves some support. These players deserve some support here. They've dug their season out of the grave, and now they're above. We got to do a little something. But here's my question. What's the move? See, this is the fun now. We don't want to be TV news where we just scream about things and we don't have any solutions. What's the move? Who's the player?
There's a couple of names that I have. One has been linked to the Red Wings to death. Dylan Cousins, Buffalo. Yeah, that's been the hot name that everybody seems to be like, oh, Detroit's in the mix with all these rumors. I'm going to go a little bit spicier, though. I like a player on Nashville, Jonathan Marchessault. Not Steven Stamkos. No. Jonathan Marchessault, 34 years old, a little bit younger. Exactly. Stanley Cup experience is the type of guy you want on your roster. He's seen it. He's done it. He can score. He'd be great in your middle six.
Okay. Question for you. I want to know if this was out of line by James Anthony Costa this morning. He advocated trading for a goalie. Goalies don't get traded.
If you can, it's...
Not in season, they don't.
No, not in season, they don't. It's a bit pie in the sky for me. If Jim thinks it's possible, I mean, God bless, more power to you.
But no, I had to ask if he was out of line.
He's not out of line in thinking that that's an idea that they should pursue, but the idea that...
Who is the goalie?
That's part of it, too, is if you have a good goalie, typically you're on a playoff fringe, and if you're on a playoff fringe, you're not trading your goalie.
Listen, these are the answers I seek. I would like to hear from Red Wing Elite here. People... Yes or no? Do they have to make a move by Friday? And my answer is yes. It's always yes. I mean, if you're competing for a playoff spot, I think it's totally okay to go out here, and whether it's a football team, basketball team, baseball team, whatever it is, you can say, yes, they got to make a move. It doesn't mean you do something stupid. It doesn't mean you're packaging 7 first-round picks and doing something ridiculous. But the idea that you do nothing and that's okay?
See, I think he almost has to make a move. And Kenny, you can back me up on this. Because the beginning of the season was all his fault.
Oh, I like this.
You could have just fired your coach at the beginning of the season, because you look at the new coach bounce, and now you're sitting here hovering. You could have been a better team. You could have had a better spot. So I think it's almost you're responsible for where this team is right now.
I like it.
Because you just kind of sat on your hands and said, well, let's give Lalonde another chance. Oh, wait, he just won that game. All right, I'm going to extend you for 2 more games. And finally, around Christmas, you just decided that was it. What if you would have done this at the beginning of the year? Where would this team have been? Maybe they're a lot further along. So I do think you caused this. You're responsible to go in there and fix this.
It's like Rico to his students. You know, you were garbage the first part of the semester. It's on you. Fix it.
And also,
you
announced to the world at the beginning of the season when you did the Larkin or the Raymond contract and when you did the Seider contract, this is our window. Now we're trying officially to win. These are the core pieces of this team. Yes, you need to insulate them.
All right, here's what I want to do. Let's have some fun, and I want to get the people involved. Kenny, you're going to be responsible for the following. There are 3 levels to this. The minimum, the realistic, and the Dream. Now, I know we don't get dreams here in Detroit. Every franchise here plays it safe. Fine. But I still need Kenny to titillate the audience and give us a dream trade as if it's the spring of 02. We've just traded for Brett Hull. And you're like, what? Like, sell me this pen. The Dream, the realistic target, the bare minimum. I need three names, though. And from you guys, if you don't want to give a name because 5% of America knows half of these players, look, just tell me, what do you want them to trade for? Blue line help? You want some scoring? What do you want? Just please. They got to do something by Friday. Can we at least all agree on that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kenny, where would your mental state be if they collapsed again?
Inconsolable. You would see a different version of me than I think you may have ever seen before.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Is that one that works hard?
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So, come on, man. I was gone for a while.
Unnecessary.
Hey, but it's right. Fun. It's fun.
11 minutes in.
First penalty, right off the face-off. Okay, before we get to the people, very, very simple question. Yes, the Wings have lost two in a row. Yes, it was a high stick. Let's move on. The point is,
but the ref swallowed the whistle.
I know. Just
power play.
It's a yes or no deal. Do they have to make a move by Friday? You were in the same position last year. Yzerman recoiled. Do you got to make a move? And if so, what? Now, I gave Kenny an assignment. Kenny, I want to help you with said assignment. Hot off the presses of Kenny's favorite website, NHL.com. I'm just going to read you the players. I'm not going through this, 10,000 words per guy. Here are the players, according to NHL.com, that your favorite team could get at the deadline. Are you ready?
All right, let's go.
All right, under the goalie list, this is where Kenny and I are going to puke our brains out. The venerable John Gibson.
Every year. It's like death and taxes and John Gibson at the deadline, right. Baby.
I think he's been on at the deadline. He's in year six of his eight-year deal. In five of the 6 years, he's been available at the deadline.
Deadline, 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 deadline.
We don't want John Gibson, correct?
No.
All right, what about Dan Vlader?
Dan Vladar.
Vladar, Calgary. Vlader, Darth Vader. You want him?
Eh.
Anton Forsberg.
No.
Out. Why? Did he insult you? Did he look?
No, he's a career backup. I'm
give
out.
You a dirty look? Okay. Ivan Provorov.
Defenseman.
Columbus.
Don't mind it. We need help on the blue line.
Now, here's your thing.
That is getting bigger on the blue line, factually.
And here's the key. Mm. Expiring contract. Last year of a 6.75 AAV. He's 28. And he's had at least 25 points in each of his nine NHL seasons.
So rental, add just some size. Yeah, I'm in.
Here's the problem. He's a Blue Jacket. They just beat you twice. Yep. They're competing with you.
I don't know that they're going to make that trade with you.
Okay. David Savard.
No, out. Too old.
Okay. Kenny hates old people. Now, here's one. I heard you were very mean to Stoney. So listen. Here's one. This is an oldie but a goodie, Reed.
Mm-hmm.
This is a name Kenny and I really were excited about. This is a very mean individual. I give you Radko Gudas again.
Yes. In. All in.
I remember this.
He's a mean, nasty guy that looks like he could be my cousin.
1 year left, $4 million. Not an egregious AAV.
Nope.
Anaheim blows. Any interest?
Absolutely.
All right. So we got Gudas. Mario Ferraro. That wouldn't be Ray Ferraro's kid, would it?
No, then.
Mario Ferraro.
No.
I say yes. He's Italian.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
sure.
My scouting
yes,
report.
He's Italian. Great.
No to him. All right, Carson, what is this, Soucy?
Carson Soucy?
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Yeah.
Why? What's he good at?
You know, it's funny because he'd be good in your middle six. You just need depth. This team has no depth. With Andrew Kopp being down and with Petrie obviously being a hole in the wall and Justin Hull literally being a hole in the wall, you need depth.
Here's another name always, always, always you hear. There's a pair of Sabres always. This is one, Bowen Byram.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You would.
Young, talented, good.
What's cost?
You're probably dealing with actual draft capital that matters. You're probably looking at a first or a second.
Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Any fear that he plays with Dahlin and somehow that has kind of upgraded his status? You're playing next to a very good player.
No, his status was upgraded when he got drafted. I believe he's a very high draft pick.
He was. He was top 10 pick.
Yeah.
All right. Other possibilities. I'll rifle through these. Anything. Now, this would win the name award. I've always loved this guy's name, Rasmus Ristolainen.
That was a name that I was going to bring up. He would be a great defensive defenseman for this team.
Flyers going to pack it in?
Absolutely.
Okay, they're done. Connor Murphy.
Yeah.
All right, let's go forwards.
All right, let's go.
Help me help you.
Okay.
Because this guy's going to be John Tavares 2.0 when we lose him for nothing.
Oh, Brock Nelson?
The Brock Ness monster. Brock Nelson, New York Islanders.
He'll land somewhere. Might as well be here. I don't have an issue with it. And yes, you will be very much in pain seeing him in another jersey.
It is what it is.
Kenny, don't worry. He'll get a quarterback. He'll be fine.
That's Thank you.
Yes.
Trent Frederick.
Very mid.
All right. Rickard Rakell.
Rickard Rakell. Again, same cap.
All right. Nick Bjugstad.
Bugsy.
Okay, you don't get to call him that. You're not friends with
him. He's Bugsy. No, I'm not a Bugsy.
Out. Ryan Donato.
Don't mind it.
What's cost?
Not that much. He's a depth player.
Okay, but again, so that would be bare minimum.
I think that my favorite name that you've put on this list is Rasmus Ristolainen. And if you really want to get crazy, you told me make-believe land, unrealistic pie in the sky. Go get Mikko Rantanen. Go do it.
Yeah,
they're going to deal him, and I'm not sure why. I don't know what's in the water over there, but they're going to deal him. And
look, the whole point is this. Like, a guy like a Brock Nelson on an expiring, and everybody in the world apparently believes he's going home to Minnesota this offseason. Would Brock Nelson interest anybody? Would Roslav Gudas interest anybody? I just, there's a million names, and we can't go through every one. But yeah, they got to do something. Fair?
Yeah, they have to make a move.
I got to ask Kenny about one more guy, but he's talking to a hockey elite, and it's a guy I think Kenny likes.
Go ahead, Kenny.
Brandon Tanev.
Yes.
I know you're a big Tanev guy.
Yes, in. Anybody with the last name Tanev, bring him in. Chris Tanev, Brian Tanev.
Okay.
Bring him in.
All right.
I love Tanev.
Out of control. Okay, then. 248-539-9797. David, I'd love to hear some ticket texts. We'll get to the hockey elite momentarily.
Yeah, someone really says, I want Cousins from Buffalo, but I really want Brady Tkachuk. Read a couple things that Ottawa might want to move him. That is from Mike.
Wrong. Wow. You're wrong. They're not going to trade him. He's the heartbeat of that team.
Dude,
there's
he's
no
been
way
like the captain since the day he got drafted.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't see that.
He'd be a good rat, but they're not going to move off.
They're not doing that deal with you.
No. Not at all. I would like to see the Wings add two proven veterans, a forward, maybe Steven Stamkos.
Hold on. If they at the deadline added Brock Nelson and Gudas, what's the problem?
There's no problem. Solid A-minus trade deadline.
So is that the kind of deadline that Red Wing fans need?
I think yes, that solves two of your problems.
That's Steve doing something, not waiting on the kids, and realizing the time is now.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. I wanted to see if that was Kenny's dream scenario.
What about Connor McDavid?
Yeah, right. Listen. I don't know if you ever heard of this guy. Have you heard of this Mario Lemieux character? Very productive player.
Timo Solani, bring him over here.
Great hair.
Jamie Langenbrunner. All right.
David, go ahead.
Not to be an alarmist, nor bring the name Millen into the mix, but Steve hasn't gotten us into the playoffs yet. He may be in Millen territory. He needs to go all in now to save his job.
No, I don't think any of that's true. I think you can say it would be a black mark if they didn't do anything and backslid and missed the playoffs. Like, you would be in a space entering year 7 of Yzerman where you're like, you know what? A, not special. B, now heat is on.
What exactly do you do?
Oh, the Bobs, Office Space. Go ahead, David.
If I'm not mistaken, Yzerman should be in a better position this year. There's cap space. We have more prospects to move. If he doesn't do anything, then I have to assume there is no urgency to win. Is that correct? More cap space?
Yeah, he's right. I'm turning into Don Draper every time I think of that's what the money's for, Steve.
But you never say thank you.
This is your job.
Yes. You give me ideas and I pay you money. Great scene. Good reference by you.
I thought you were going a different way with that.
Wow. Okay.
I thought you were going a different way.
Certainly not. You know, David, go ahead.
Thank you.
We already missed out.
That was a hoot. Right. Seeing people get all bent out of shape about that. Thank you. Do you own a suit? Well, I mean, candidly, how do you go to the Oval Office and you're wearing? I mean, give me a break. The guy had a couple of jobs.
Honestly, I mean, it's not even politics at this point. It's common sense. Wear a suit. Say thanks even if you don't mean it. Sign the paper and eat the lunch. Leave.
Unless you're an internet millionaire.
Uh-oh.
On that note, we already missed out on Lindgren. I'm just a casual hockey fan. So can we get possible names that we can acquire? Cousins is the name that he wants, he says.
Dylan Cousins. Again, the two Sabres are constantly linked with the Wings. What's the cost of acquisition of Dylan Cousins?
Probably a mid-round draft pick. I'd go do it right now.
Yeah, like, see, at what point do the picks not matter? Not in an F them picks way, but in a whole, like, why that it's going to stress you out to deal a little bit of capital and bring in a guy like a Dylan Cousins or bring in an expiring Brock Nelson. Like,
I would have argued last year they shouldn't have mattered at the deadline, but that's just me expecting more from my GM.
How dare you?
I know. Bad person.
You should be grateful for what I'm not sure. 248-539-9797, and we go to the people. Next, do the Wings need to make a move by Friday? Kenny Gott says yes. We've given you a grand list. You tell me what you think and what you want. All right, to the hockey elite. Trade deadline Friday. Wings have lost a couple in a row. Carolina tomorrow night. Kind of feels like an L. I digress. Do they have to make a move? And if so, what? We've given you a list of names. I don't even care if you have a name. Just tell me what they need to address in your mind. Now, again, Kenny and I, dream sequence. You get, look, this is why you hire a Steve Yzerman. And whether it's a Gudas, a Brock Nelson, again, whether they're expiring, not, you got to invest in this roster. They've dug themselves out. McLennan's done an unbelievable job. If they don't make the playoffs, Kenny, you use the word inconsolable.
Yeah, it'll be an absolute failure, and I will be in a very poor mood.
There it is. Succinct. TJ, 97.1. What's up, Tej?
Mike, how's it going?
Good, brother. What do you make of this Wings thing? Do we have to make a move?
Oh, I mean, it's without a question we have to make a move, and it's funny enough that I'm calling you now. I called back when we beat Buffalo in that shootout, and it felt like Lalonde was saving his job from that. Mm-hmm. And it's just funny to see the 180 turnaround we've seen with this team. But there's two names. Kenny brought up one of them that we have to absolutely get at whatever cost it is if we're actually going to make the playoffs. The first one is Marchessault. He's an older guy. He's won a cup. He has the experience that a lot of the younger guys on this team need and will seek towards the later part of the season. And the other one is Gudas. I said last year we needed Gudas. I don't know why it's taken so long for Yzerman to pull the trigger on getting a veteran defenseman who can also play well in our zone, as well as contributing physically. Gudas is a guy that will solidify the bottom half of our defense. He's another guy with a lot of experience in the league. He's a captain of a pretty bad team right now, but that brings a leadership value that the team needs, I think. And it'll take some of the burden off of Larkin if you can bring guys in like that who have the experience and can show guys who haven't been in those spots, you know, how to handle the pressure of, you know, these late season games where every point, you know, we saw last year how every point is going to matter for this group. So Gudas and Marchessault to me, you know, seem like the guys that would really solidify the playoff push. Now, if you wanted to twist it a little bit, not to nerd you out, I know the hockey elite.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
But Bowen Byram is somebody that really has a huge upside. He's a cup champ, I believe, with Colorado. I think that was his rookie year. So, you know, that's somebody that's made deep playoff runs early in their career. Now, that would be a move I would sooner see Yzerman make to solidify the future of the team. But in the here and now, Gudas and Marchessault are the two that you have to get, in my opinion, because the downside of Nelson is he's not great scoring. I would sooner put, you know, Marchessault ahead of him in the productivity category of scoring.
So let me ask you a question.
Producing.
What is your total acquisition cost to get Marchessault and Gudas? Like, what do you think you got to give up to get that pair in totality?
You definitely have to give up some higher draft picks. Anaheim is a team, like you said, they're going absolutely nowhere, so they're going to be seeking at least a second-round pick for that. I don't think Gudas is worth a first, but I definitely think Marchessault, you'd have to at least consider giving up a first because that's a top six forward for Nashville. They're going to need something coming back.
Yeah,
so.
And I think we're all, TJ, I think we're all at that point where I understand it'll hurt. But, I mean, these kids you draft now are 4-5 years away. I mean, it's just I can't continually keep playing for 2030. Like, we got to make it. We got to get in. We got to make a run at something. You'll get an additional year of Gudas. I believe he has an additional year left at $4 million.
Plus, with 11 more pluses afterwards. Love that.
And it's funny, Mike, you spoke about not really caring about 2020 or so.
I said 2030.
2030, I'm sorry. Kenny, I'm asking you, would it be bad for if they traded away one of their young goalies and try to win now?
I was thinking about this last night because they were talking about Kosa and Augustine's the other guy's name. If they were to trade one of those guys away, I'm not shedding a tear. I'd rather it be Augustine because he's further away, but I mean that's going to come at a little bit of a cost to you.
Because Augustine, you're looking at what, three, maybe
at least
4 years from now.
Yeah,
but here's the other thing, and I'm certainly not telling you I'm smart enough to give you a name here. I'm not. When you get into dealing stuff like that, doesn't that feel like more of an off-season move where you make a big summer trade?
Typically,
those are big chips. I mean, that's now again. I feel like we don't get the blockbusters we used to get. Is that fair?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, look, Rico, I'm just looking for help, but I'm not mad about it. Look,
because those guys aren't going to help you anytime soon.
No, no matter what happens, you're going to need two goalies. You'll need a veteran with Kosa, no matter how good Kosa is. The days of a goalie playing 75 games are long gone.
And you can nickel and dime that. You can find one of those in the offseason, a veteran goalie to stick Kosa with and kind of do a 1A, 1B type of a situation.
Yeah. It's kind of like the every down running back.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's
the days of the Emmitt Smiths.
We do not pay running backs. Let's go to Dave at 97.1. Dave, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, totally agree. A trade is needed and deserved. You know, and I think that's the key word is they deserve it. They've earned the trade. And I'm looking for help. Don't care if it's forwards. Don't care if it's defensemen. They've got to address the penalty kill. That's their Achilles tendon that everybody's attacking. Because they're horrible on killing penalties. And you cannot win the playoffs if you're incredibly poor on killing penalties.
Kenny, who's the player that fits what David's looking for here?
I mean, we've already talked about a couple of them. I mean, Radko Gudas certainly adds help defensively. I'm a big Rasmus Ristolainen guy, but then again, like you said, that's an every year type of a conversation. But yeah, we need defensive help. Defensemen.
Because in the absence of having the capability of goalieing people, a couple of soft goals in that Blue Jacket game.
Well, even on penalty kill, sometimes your forward's your best man, right?
David, David, let me ask you a question. If the deadline was Gudas alone, no forward help, you good?
Yes.
Okay.
Because at least you're admitting this is where we suck.
Yeah, but I would view it more positively as you're saying, hey, we're good enough to make this type of move, have this player with our core. He makes $4 million. He plays with an edge, possibly is related to Kenny. And you can move it forward. Because here's where Rico and I get frustrated. And Kenny, you know what I'm going to say. If I got to hear about we can't block the kids, I swear to God, we should start selling Detroit-branded T-shirts saying can't block the kids. Like, it's okay.
That'd actually be a great idea.
Because it's a great problem to have.
You can literally have it in different colors. You can have it in blue and orange, white.
You know, the Tigers are and honestly, we're getting that way with Lion fans because anytime I try to bring somebody here, no.
We have everything we need.
That's how I feel about the draft picks too. You can't. Steve's a great drafter. You can't spend draft. Why? Why not?
Hold on, but is that a bit of a misnomer at this point about the greatness of Iserman's drafting? Because as good as he's done with the high draft picks, where are the middle round gems?
I think he is an above average drafter.
No, I didn't
say. They can't be overstated.
I didn't say he was bad. Okay, thank you. I didn't say bad.
Right.
But the idea that he's Brad Holmes on ice.
No, it's fine to spend draft picks, guys. They're part of your war chest. They're part of your. They're the reason that you stocked them up all those years back. So you can do something like this at a deadline.
Let's go to Riley. He gets the last word, 97.1. Riley, what's going on?
Hey, boys. I definitely think we need to make a move. And with all the money and the cap space that we have, why don't we just go out and splash? Like, are you guys getting tired of missing the playoffs, too?
Yes. What's the splash? You got me excited here. What are we doing?
Listen, the best free agent at the trade deadline is Mikko Rantanen. We have all the money to get this guy. Why don't we go out and do it?
Okay, first of all, I can't understand the Rantanen saga of being traded and then being traded again. And I don't understand, as Kenny put it, what's in the water. But what is it going to take to get him? And then is there a willingness for him to sign here?
Exactly. Listen, there's only one prospect for me personally that I wouldn't get rid of, and that's Axel Sandin. But all the other guys, like Nate Danielson, I'm even okay with getting rid of Marco Kasper. If to get Mikko Rantanen or even like an Erik Karlsson from Pittsburgh or an Elias Pettersson from Vancouver.
I still can't believe Erik Karlsson's feet haven't disintegrated. For years, his feet were made of like saltine crackers.
No, they still are. They're about to. Don't worry about that.
He's a stud.
No, he has bounced back.
He put up 100 points.
Yeah, he's bounced back to become the Karlsson that used to play in Ottawa. Like
the problem with that is he doesn't help you. You don't need an offensive minded.
No, I'm just. I want to give him credit.
Like, oh yeah, he's bounced back.
I thought his career was over 5 years ago.
Yeah. The problem with the Rantanen thing, too, is I love the idea you'd have to spend a fortune to get him, and I'm fine with all that. But the problem is you have a bunch of teams in the playoffs who are also going to be driving that price up. There's not just you interested in Mikko
Rantanen. Yeah, but timeout. Hold on. Exactly. Riley, I want your opinion on this, and Kenny's and Rico's. Why is that always a detriment here in Detroit? Like, we're just a bunch of poor bitches. Like, why? Okay, so they're driving the price up. Drop your salami on the table and get it. Let's go. What are we? Why is that always something we do here?
We need to splash, okay? I'm getting tired of missing playoffs by a point. We need, like, if we get Ratko Gudas, we're going to have to do a lot more than that.
Okay.
Like, we could get a Braden Schenn on offense. Like, in the playoffs, you need guys like Sam Bennett, Brady Tkachuk, guys that are willing to, like, forecheck, make a big hit in the playoffs.
But see, Riley, that's my point, like though, that is to acquire players that you're looking for, there has to be a boldness. Like, and I'm not mad at what Kenny said. I'm mad that we accept it, Rico. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, others will be driving the price up. What are we, a bunch of Amish people making furniture? Oh, that's out of our price range? I can't afford the new model carriage. I've got to go with a used.
I agree with what you're saying.
Jesus.
I'm just going based on Steve Yzerman's history here.
But it's every GM in this town. Where's the now again? If Brad goes out and gets Myles Garrett, that shatters what we're talking about.
He's not.
I know. Can
he pretty much said,
can we not do that on day one?
The only thing he didn't do was pull out both inside pants pockets and say, we got nothing.
We're broke.
That's the only thing missing, like the Monopoly guy.
He's not wrong. But the point is, it would be totally appropriate for a player of Rantanen's ability to win that bidding war instead of recoiling away from it. And it's the same thing with the Lions with Garrett. Yeah, there's going to be competition. He's a Hall of Famer. Or Max Crosby or Trey Hendrickson or Micah Parsons or whoever you're going after. Like, okay, case in point, you read the rumor today. I know it's not Red Wing related. DK Metcalf, apparently the Packers have a Godfather offer on the table for him. Oh, I'm sorry. Are other teams not looking for DK Metcalf? No. They're dropping their sub sandwich on the table and going, we need a number one wide receiver. Like, why in Detroit are we scared of that?
Because what if you do and the guy goes out?
No. You want to know why? Because what if he blows up and he becomes John Smoltz or that type of thing?
I have nothing. Kenny, go ahead and then we're moving on.
It's the fear factor. It's like, Kenny, it's the whole boat theory.
Yeah, right. A boat's a boat, but the mystery will actually be anything.
Okay, a lot going on in the world of football. David's personal nerd fiesta, the Combine, is taking place. So with that, let's get a little music. Let's handle issues both within the Combine and around the world of the NFL.
You're exactly right. There's a lot going on everywhere. The beautiful Combine has ended. So let's start with the Combine. News here that teams are cooling on Shedeur Sanders. Quote, teams are cooling on Sanders for a number of reasons, the first being that Sanders showed little to no improvement in his game last season and made poor choices. People are also a little turned off by the antics since January. When they say cooling, here's what it says. Slipping six overall to the Raiders is the earliest he could go.
Okay, I'm going to step back, and I want Rico to take first crack. He loves Shedeur. He believes in him more than I do, so I'm going to shut up. Go ahead. How do you respond to that report?
Davis, here's the thing.
I don't know if they're lying or trying to get him to, if teams are trying to get him to fall the old Warren Sapp, oh, this guy's no good, until all of a sudden Tampa's up and they're like, yeah, you fell for it, we take Warren Sapp. I don't know if it's that, because I do think if you gave Shador an offensive line, I think he's the best quarterback out there, but it was a lot of hype. Everybody saw Colorado, and he pretty much was the same quarterback both years. I see both sides of it, but I do think a little bit of this is posturing, because you always hear the negative right now. But come April, we're going to hear how great he is and how he's going to be shooting up the draft chart.
For me, look, I think he's fine enough, but I think if it was last year's draft, Shador would be the fourth, fifth, or sixth quarterback. I just, it's why I'm not all crazy about, oh, well, what if the Giants miss out on him? Don't care. It's why I was so upset about the number one pick. I felt like Cam Ward was the only guy that was worth the pick. So, yeah, now my nightmare is going to happen, Rico. Giants are going to trade up from three, use draft capital they don't have, all to move back up to a spot they could have had if they didn't screw around and let Drew Lock's dumbass win a game.
Giants will be fine because there is a quarterback out there for them. And here's the beauty of it, David.
Let's just get this out of the way.
He doesn't even have to change a dress.
Okay.
He can keep his house.
Can we just, he already sold it. Can we just get this out of the way? Is that what you want to do right here?
Let's just get it out.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you. The best thing I have to offer is any NFL team should be in the position my team is. When you win three games, you do your diligence on every player. From my understanding, Aaron Rodgers is the one who initiated the contact. Help me, I'm poor. Do I believe Aaron Rodgers is going to walk back through the MetLife doors and play for the New York Football Giants? No. My nightmare is going to be Mr. Dangerous. My nightmare is going to be Russell Wilson in a Giant jersey.
Okay, because see, on Friday, we decided that David was not only going to do a prayer, he's going to have some rosary beads and borrow Stoney's yarmulke. We're going to make this happen for you, Mike.
Let's get to some other NFL news here. Because I don't know where this is going here, because DK Metcalf's name was around for the Packers on Friday. And a report indicated that he was going to be traded to the Packers. Then a report over the weekend said, not so fast, he's not on the block. Well, this could be posturing as well, because the Patriots, Bills, Chiefs, Packers, along with a few other teams, have inquired about him. Could they just be raising the price here?
Rico.
Yeah, I think they could. Look, he wants out of Seattle. You could see it in his body language last year. He was just disgusted with his team, and Seattle just became a job, and he was just there for a paycheck, plain and simple. I think he wants out. I think Seattle knows that he's desperate. And, yeah, Green Bay, if you really want him, how badly do you want him?
Yep.
Offer us something better than a fifth-round pick, and maybe we can work with it.
It sounds a lot like with this DK stuff is just premium pick. One of their young wide receivers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a serious price. And whether it's a Romeo Doubs and a two, whatever it is, yeah, you're going to have to win a bidding war. We've talked about this. Like, look at the Chargers. DK Metcalf in a Charger uniform. That would be perfection for them. They've got Ladd McConkey in the slot. For the Pack, they got all the fun little toys. Yeah. They're done in the Christian Watson business.
Yeah.
That's done.
Yeah, or DK Metcalf is a Texan.
Oh, God.
Let's go back
That's terrifying.
Let's go back to the combine here. Let's talk about a wide receiver from the combine, and that is one Matthew Golden, Texas wide receiver. A lot of conversation on him and his performance this season going into the draft. Well, Todd McShay says, because of his performance, quote, I think when it's all said and done, I am just going to have him as my number one wide receiver. Matthew Golden is a lightning rod. His ability to get in and out of his breaks, his snap, his sharpness, how crisp he is, his secret sauce. First round? First receiver taken?
I think that tells you it's not a good wideout class. That's my opinion. Last year was amazing. This year's poop. This year's a big people class. It's O-line and D-line.
And they ran well. At the combine.
Well, no, here's why I would pass on him, David, is just the history of the fastest wide receiver at the combine normally means you're a bust in the NFL.
Darius Hayward Bay?
Yeah.
John Ross?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you.
I mean, it's like, oh, you're fast. But can you run routes? I'm fast. But, you know, do you know the route tree? No, but I'm
straight
fast.
Line.
Yeah. All right. So here's a little bit of news that this seems to be breaking out of the city Well, I'm not even going to tell you the city. Okay. But Khalil Mack, he's one of those names that you want the Lions to go in and maybe kick the tires on. Sources say Mack is interested in a return to Chicago. He may be coming back in the division.
Do you want me to approach this like a Lions fan or like a rational adult?
How about when you do both?
Okay.
You're recharged. Your battery's
which one do you want first?
Give me a Lions fan.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's washed. Let Brad cook. Nah.
Give me responsible adult.
That'd be a nice pairing opposite Montez Sweat.
I want the Lions fan again.
No, but it doesn't matter what any other team does. The player blows. It's like, oh, yeah, Debo's washed. Yeah, as a number one. But when he goes to Washington as one of their weapons in a Cliff Kingsbury offense with a physical element on the perimeter to an offense based on speed, that's a nice spot for Debo.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to say that, though.
And you only gave up a fifth-round selection
right,
for
him. And what was it? The Niners took the cap hit.
No. No, no, no. They're taking Washington.
They took the 31.
Yeah. Washington's taking pretty much. I think the Niners take a small piece, but they take most of it. The Niners walked away and said, we'll take five. Debo, pack your bags. With this, looks like Khalil Mack could sign a 1 or 2 year deal with the Bears.
Yeah. And again, I don't think Khalil Mack will come in and be a complete game wrecker, but you will get more productivity out of Montez Sweat, who had a down year last year with, I believe, 5.5 sacks. Spitballing. Don't be mad if I'm a little off. But, yeah, that's a nice move for them. It is. Because the acquisition cost is nothing compared to getting into the market for a Garrett or a Parsons or whomever. Neighborhood's getting tougher. I'm sorry. That's going to be a theme all offseason. Washington, Philly, Green Bay, Chicago. God, I hope the Lions make a move.
There's a lot out there that could change it for sure. Let's go back to the combine here, and let's talk about one Jackson Dart. Report says he is a real wild card. Some teams have him as a day one evaluation, but not just that. There are some teams that also express belief that he solidified himself as a first rounder.
This is this year's Michael Penix. There's going to be teams that don't have him on the draft board. There'll be some teams that take him in the top 15. I don't know. It feels like.
It's a good call, but it's who late in the draft maybe needs a quarterback. That's really what you're looking at because this is a big people's draft.
Right.
Offensive lineman, defensive lineman, it's going to be heavy on that.
Look at a team like mine. Look at a team like the Raiders. Let's say you don't want to use a top five pick on guys that are fringy.
Mm-hmm.
So like for me, I want Mason Graham.
Right.
The Giants, second round, you move up, you get a Jackson Dart or you get a Milroe. Like that, I think that's going to be the move because if you can't get Cam Ward, the Shador thing will be one of the storylines of the draft.
See, I look like a team to me like the Dolphins can say, you know what? I don't know if we're all in with Tua. Let's draft this guy and see where it goes. But, or David, your Steelers, believe it or not, maybe says, let's take a first round selection on a quarterback. And maybe he's going to be that guy. But Mike, I think that's a good call on that. David, can I give you one really, a little bit of breaking news?
Sure.
Bengals have franchised T. Higgins.
Yeah. And his mom already knocked him, calling him cheap bastards, I believe.
Yeah. Well, I guess they made it official.
Yeah.
They put the franchise tag.
And the reason if you're out there listening and going, oh, cry me a river, he's going to make 26.8. Look, players sacrifice their bodies. They earn a certain level of security beyond a one-year deal. When you do this to your players who actually want to stay, you hurt your locker room. You hurt your image around the league. It's just the Bengals are so cheap. They are such a bad organization. It's a terrible move. It just is. They got to get something done there. It's ridiculous.
You are exactly right, and that is in Football Today.